your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Of the KE Report, going to concentrate exclusively on the mineral markets this time. I'm talking with Stephen Leeb. Stephen has been in the market as an independent money manager for over 20 years, and he has always outperformed the market. Got a very interesting comment from Jim. He says, 5 weeks in, faith in the Biden regime is dropping fast with independents by 18%. Faith in the economy is declining, and that probably has something to do with the gold market. We're going to talk about a couple of other issues that could be infecting, there's a good word, the gold market. One is the fact that the United States, it looks like it's going to have to inflate its way out of debt. Jobs are not what they should be, given the fact that we're going on our way slowly back to pre-COVID conditions. We should be getting more employment here, but in fact, we're not. U.S. jobs are flat. And this commenter feels we're never going to open U.S. manufacturing again. Any comment on that? He feels that that has quite a bit to do, Stephen, with what's going on in the gold market today. Also mentions the U.S. debt, which has always been a real fear for me. We're approaching $3 trillion right now. Steve, what are your comments on this?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as the Biden administration, you know, it's not possible to blame everything that's happening in the U.S. just on Biden. It's been, you know, 40, 50 years happening. And I, you know, believe that the world's economy right now is recovering. And I think the U.S. economy will probably recover. And I think that the commodity uptrend that we've seen is correcting. I mean, we've had a historic run in commodities. Industrial commodities have run up 40% in less than a year. I can't remember. I mean, I don't think there was any time other than perhaps the 70s where you saw that kind of action. Oil, despite everything else, is up strongly. It's up more than 100% from its high. And I think that gold is a gift that just keeps on giving, in the sense that I think the lower it goes, the higher it's going to end up. And I think it's going to end up much, much higher. Al, I expect that the world is going to change dramatically as the Bank of International Settlements introduces new rules come June 1st. And basically, what people want to see, let me just say, last night, when I was watching these markets, I mean, very late last night, I mean, I saw copper fall 5% in, I think, 3 minutes or so. That's not the way you want markets to behave. There's going to be a move toward physical markets, not you know, these markets where you can trade with just 5% margin. And once that happens, and BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, has already have rules in place that that's going to happen sometime in June. And if they go forward with those rules, and I think they will, they may institute them gradually, you're going to see an entirely different marketplace. And I think you are going to see a swing to the east. I mean, the U.S. has lost a lot of its mojo, and I don't think unfortunately and tragically, we're going to get it back anytime soon. But I think the world's economy will be okay, and I think the U.S. economy will be okay. I think we will have more inflation. And I don't think the stock market will be a particularly good place to be, but I think gold and commodities, I think you've just seen, you know, maybe any one of the current rally. So I wouldn't be too distressed here. And as far as gold, I would use this as a buying opportunity. I see very limited downside risk here.
Stephen, let's talk about the whole aspect of the gold market. Let's talk about the stocks that are part of the gold market, the gold explorers, the gold producers, the gold developers. Is that a good place to be right now?
Well, if you look at today, Franco-Nevada's up despite the downtick in gold. Newmont's up despite the downtick in gold. One of my favorite explorers, well, that's not really an explorer, but it's certainly a junior that will start producing. They've got a massive property. Newmont Gold is not Nova Gold. They're down, I don't know, less than about 1.5%. I don't see any particular weakness in the gold shares today. In fact, the GDX is actually up a little bit. The juniors are down just a tiny bit. So, you know, they're basically acting as a shelter in a storm, though gold is down. But gold is, I don't see it going down much more, Al. I really don't. And I think, you know, gold is really it's a great place to be. Look, over the past first 20 years of this century, gold outperformed the S&P 500 by 200 percentage points. I see absolutely nothing to change that. In fact, I think the next part of this century, you'll also see that kind of favoritism toward gold. I think gold will outperform probably every other asset longer term. So I view it again, just coming, if they're coming down, I mean, these stocks like Franco Nevada, Newmont, Barrick, whichever one, Nova Gold, I mean, with the explorers and the juniors, you have to do a little bit more research, but I certainly feel comfortable with that one. I would use this as a buying opportunity. Yeah, it can be another 5 or 10%, but that's it. You're looking at 5 or 10% versus, you know, many hundreds of percent on the upside. So it's sort of like a day to be thankful for, in a way. I mean, it gives you a chance to buy something that's cheaper and more undervalued than it was the day before.
You know, when I look at the gold market, let me put it this way, Stephen. When I was involved in the gold market, and I was involved in it for an awful long time, I did most of my investing in speculative investments, explorers, juniors, et cetera, et cetera. You have to really know the management well if you're going to do that. But I don't view right now as being necessarily a bad time. And the reason I say that is because I firmly believe that when you have turbulence in the political arena, you're going to have increases appreciation in the junior resource sector. How about you, Bud?
Yeah, I totally believe that. And if you look at, you know, the action in gold relative to this turbulence favors gold. And it certainly favors, you know, the right junior gold company is always going to be the best stock to buy. And you're absolutely right, Al. You have to know the management. So when I mention a stock like Nova Gold, I do know that management. And I know that they're honest. I know that they're straight shooters. I know they have the permits. And I know that they have the assets in the ground. And I'm very, very confident of that. So, you know, that would be, you know, certainly an example of a stock that I would be very thankful to buy now. In fact, I may buy some more of it, actually. I agree with you 100%. Yes, I think turbulence is gold's friend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.